This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 443 for Friday, June 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, seeing a continuation of its recent upward trend as gains in Chicago soy oil and soybeans provide support. Canola is 60 cents to $2.50 per ton higher, July up 250 at 474.80, and new crop November up 240 at $478.30 per ton. Renewed optimism over Chinese purchases of soybeans from the U.S. following trade talks between the two countries in Hawaii this week accounted for some of the strength in the soy complex that spilled into canola. Supportive chart signals added to the gains as nearby technical trends remain pointed higher. However, Canada's own diplomatic situation with China remains questionable, as China has now formally charged two Canadians held for the past 18 months with espionage. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar this morning, and a lack of significant weather concerns in the prairies, despite some dryness concerns in some areas and wetness in others, also tempered the advances. In Chicago, soybeans are higher, corn steady to a bit firmer, and wheat mixed. July soybeans up 6 cents at $8.79 per bushel. New crop beans up 7 cents at $8.83 per bushel. China renewed promises to fulfill its end of the Phase 1 trade deal and purchase more U.S. ag goods at trade talks in Hawaii this week, and that gave beans a boost. However, President Trump is also making fresh threats against China, and the diplomatic tensions could easily flare back up. Weather concerns across the Midwest, or weather forecasts across the Midwest, are mixed, keeping some caution in all markets. Corn, it's trading both sides of unchanged, but a bit firmer in most months now. September up 1 cent at $3.37 per bushel. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Kansas City a bit firmer, while Chicago down and Minneapolis steady. The Kansas City up to up 1 cent in September at $3.38 per bushel. Minneapolis a quarter cent higher in September at $5.36 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 4 cents in September at $4.84 per bushel. Stiff export competition out of the Black Sea region contributed to some softness in wheat. The improving crop prospects in Europe and advancing U.S. harvest also weighed a bit on values. However, the Kansas City hard red winter market managed to turn higher, seeing short covering to end the week after posting larger losses recently. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.